The legislation calls for $250 million in cuts to state spending and delays aid payments to schools. Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says it's a do-nothing bill.
We're pushing off payments to the future. Is that how you'd run your business? Never pay yourself back? Talk about making cuts, but you don't have the intestinal fortitude to identify where they're going to come from.
Republicans rejected the governor's proposal, which called for a hospital tax and transportation fund raid. Assembly Speaker Mike Hipp says their plan avoids tax increases.
We can, in fact, get through this budget shortfall and not raise taxes on some of the highest tax people in this country. Because the fact is, the problem in Wisconsin is not that we tax too little, but that we spend too much.
Cruiser says Republicans are setting up a stalemate similar to last fall, which delayed the budget over 3 months.
This reminds me of Groundhog Day all over again, like the pathetic first budget you guys passed in this house. We had no amendments for that because that was too bad to fix. This is the same thing.
The Senate is expected to send the bill to the Joint Finance Committee, but it could eventually end up in a conference committee. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.